How to be treated like royalty in a hotel. The best way to be treated like royalty in a hotel is to tip well. Tip the bellhop who brings up your luggage. Tip the concierge when he or she makes your restaurant reservation. And tip the waitstaff when they deliver your room service. If you tip liberally, the hotel workers will watch your back. When you need a reservation at the best restaurant to impress a client or you need a car 5 minutes ago, hotel workers will absolutely bend over backward for you if they know that you'll take care of them. The best way to judge a hotel is on cleanliness. That's huge. If you walk into a hotel room and it's dirty, check out. Run, actually. A hotel's rooms should be immaculate. If you've taken my good advice and opted for a top-notch hotel, you're paying top dollar for what should be top service. So never tolerate mess or filth. Veterans of hotels always know to ask for an upgrade and always know to negotiate their rates. You might get one or the other, and there's no shame in trying. There's only shame in not doing so. If you're staying multiple nights or over a weekend, your chances of an upgrade or a rate reduction are even greater. If you get to your room and you hate what you find, complain. Don't be shy. Ask for the manager. Don't complain directly to the bellhop. And I assure you that he or she will try his or her best to help you. You could get a new room or an upgrade. If the hotel's booked, you might be able to get the price reduced. Too many people are too shy to complain. Neither you nor the hotel staff members want your stay to be unpleasant. And finally, expect the staff to be pleasant, smiling, and aggressively hospitable. You can be grumpy and tired, especially if you've just come off a red-eye flight or out of a long meeting, but the staff should be as accommodating and as polite as possible. If not, you're at the wrong hotel. How to get the best service at a restaurant? Get to know the restaurant's owner, the maitre d', the waiters, and anyone else associated with a restaurant. Some of my favorite people in New York are restaurateurs. Jean-Georges Vongerichten, who's a genius behind Jean-Georges and the Trump International Hotel. Cirio Maccioni, who runs Le Cirque, and Giuseppe Cipriani. I know how demanding they are of themselves as far as quality and innovation go. They're artists and craftsmen when it comes to cooking and hospitality. There are only a few people in the world in their league. And they never let a customer down. There are a lot of traditional businessmen in New York who could learn a lot about business from watching Cirio, Jean-Georges, and Giuseppe. If you can't afford the best restaurants, the same advice works anywhere. I'm building a golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey, and whenever I'm there, I always try to visit Bedminster Pizza. It's about 3 minutes away from the golf club, and it's the best pizza I've ever had. The men who work there barely speak English, but they treat me like a king. Great service is available at every level of the food chain. You just need to know how to find it. Another trick is to treat the waiters and the restaurant owners as you would treat the host of a dinner or a party. Always remember that even though you may be paying for your meal, you're still a guest of the restaurant. If you act like a guest, you'll be treated like one, sometimes like the guest of honor.